Senator Maker, Representative Kumiega, the rest of you people willing to be on these committees, thank you for the chance to speak. My name is George Seaver. I am employed and have been since 1977 processing ascophyllum, rockweed, into agricultural or feed products. Ocean Organics itself is primarily making liquid extracts of ascophyllum that we sell, frankly, all over the world. What I have passed out is three simple little things. There's an overview that kind of characterizes what we have been doing, the scale of what we have been doing. Then there's also a page there. I'm also one of the founders of the Maine Seaweed Council, which is a group that's we've been sort of self-regulating since before DMR was giving licenses out, frankly. That document is a recent effort to add some value to being a member of the Maine Seaweed Council. If you adhere to our guidelines, which are actually a little stricter than the existing DMR ones, I think, it means something in the marketplace. That's what the purpose of that document is. So as we raise our dues, we can justify it. The third page, and I printed on both sides of these, so don't overlook the backs, is a press release to do with some research that is being co-funded by a DMR research fund that we contribute to with our landings fees and Bigelow Labs. It's Sebastian kind of led me into this. It is research that establishes or will document and quantify the actual positive impact in water quality from removing biomass that's containing CO2 and other nutrients. And it's all about ocean acidification. As sea plants grow, and it is documentable that they grow faster when they're harvested properly, as the net impact of us properly harvesting seaweed is, we are confident, is going to be a measurable improvement in water quality adjacent to where you're doing it. It doesn't, the CO2 that we're sequestering, or we believe we're going to be sequestering, is sequestered where you do it, and it moves around a little bit. But the research being done at Bigelow Labs, we feel confident will put us on the list of good guys. And sometimes this committee has heard that we aren't the good guys, and we are the good guys, and we're going to prove it. The other thing that's notable about the rockweed industry in particular, and Sebastian knows more about aquaculture than I ever will. I know about it through him, basically, but in terms of the rockweed, the ascophyllum wild harvest, it didn't make it onto the commissioner's pie chart of percentages. Not quite sure why, but it didn't. If you did a pie chart on tons per year, we're probably about 8,000 wet tons a year, and it's been within 10% of that for a number of years. It's slowly growing, very slowly growing. We're up to about 2%. Of the biomass as we've proceeded over the years. You've been looking at me here. So if it's a pie graph of tons, it would be about 8,000, between 8,000 and 9,000 annual wet tons of rockweed. If you did it by the landings value, it would be just a sliver. The harvested value of the ascophyllum is the small number. The thing that is, I think, unique is if you did a pie graph on opportunity to add value, I don't think there's, in terms of percent of value you can add, I don't think anything approaches seaweed. It's a process-driven industry as opposed to a harvest-driven. If any of you came to me with a pickup load of seaweed, I'd say, what are you going to do with that? Because if you don't have a process for it, it's just a pile of seaweed. We add the value when we either make a liquid extract that we ship around the country and the world, or some of our, we do a lot of golf course fertilizers, high-end granulated fertilizers is another one of our areas of expertise. But anyway, the point here is that unlike any of the other fisheries, it's about adding value. Waldoboro, Waldoboro is, I love to say this, the rockweed processing capital of the country. Between Waldoboro and Brunswick, that's where all of the rockweed is, the tonnage of rockweed is brought to and processed. There's a fair number of people employed and a fair number of dollars moving through the Mid-Coast from all over the country. So, yeah, it's unique in it's the opportunity to add value. We've been over-harvesting for 40 years. Point being, we haven't been over-harvesting, or we wouldn't have been able to do it for 40 years. There's nobody who's going to be able to find where we've been doing this because we do it carefully and properly. We would be crazy to over-harvest an area because then we would have to move our plant. So that's why it's important to put it in the perspective of it's a processing-driven industry, not a harvesting-driven industry. Any questions?
Do we have any questions? Guess not. Thank you very much for coming and spending time with us.
Thank you.